I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Is there a rock band named Plumber's Crack?
No. You know about Plumber's Crack?
Wait a minute. And then on Monday, you said another name that was weird.
Did I?
Yeah. Puss? It was something Puss.
Yeah.
Right? You remember that, Leroy?
It's in the liner.
No, I know. He's been doing this for every year.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You're coming up with some weird-ass rock band's name.
I'm just reading the liner of life. You can come look if you want. It's in the liner. It's on the liner. You can look even on the rundown. I'm not making this up. You know, I can't throw all the bands in. There's a lot of bands at Rockville. So I'm just, you know, you guys do
yeah,
it what
Rhino
you will.
Puss. Yeah. Wasn't it Rhino Puss?
Oh, yep. They rock, dude.
Thank you, Rhino Puss. It was Rhino Puss. Mm-hmm. And then now you're telling me Plumber's Crack.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. More to come.
I bet.
At Rockville.
I bet. That's the next rock band's name, too.
They sent Chris Paul home overnight. Yeah.
Wait,
what the hell is that?
Here's the craziest thing. Here's what the headline said. The LA Clippers have informed everyone that Chris Paul is no longer with the team. didn't cut him, they didn't fire him, they just sent him home, I'm guessing.
Did I watch Chris Paul's last game in person? Did I watch history? Is he gonna get picked up by anybody?
No.
Look, he's very old. He's very old. He's not very good anymore.
He's also picked up by somebody.
Who do you think? Houston?
Maybe his boy LeBron.
I don't know, dude. Things are not great with LeBron and the Lakers right now. Did you see what happened with him and JJ Redick the other day?
That was pretty bad. Yeah. Like, no. LeBron, you can't be chit-chatting with your boys.
Oh, dude. JJ Redick, which, listen, podcast boy, mind your P's and Q's. All right. Don't bite the hand that feeds. He's the one who got you the job.
He's not going to bite the hand that feeds. Maybe he goes back to OKC, ends his career.
I was thinking Houston. Like, I thought Houston, because they kind of need like a point guard.
Or maybe Charlotte.
Even though he's not right.
You go back to your home state.
Could you imagine Chris Paul and the Melo Ball, or Chris Paul and the Melo Ball on the same team?
Well, who cares? It's only for 4 more months.
He's going to retire. Chris Paul's kind of a pain in the ass, and I think that's probably what happened. Is he probably called Ty Lue and he says, "This is what your response was," or he probably looked at James Harden and goes, "Stripper hammies again, just like Houston." You know something was said. Like, you don't just send the guy. That's a dude. I understand he's washed. He's on a minimum deal. You and it's not like they're home.
Right.
They just started a road trip. They were in Atlanta. And they tell him at 3 a.m, or he gets news or gets wind of it at 3 a.m, I've just been told I'm being sent home. Something happened in that locker room where he told somebody they were soft.
Yeah, pretty much.
Had to be. You can't just, like, that couldn't have been the breaking point was Chris Paul.
So he probably, what was it? They lost their 6 in a row to the, when they
something like the that. Something
so maybe
like
they
that.
Had a meeting and he probably went off on. Yeah,
he probably went off and he goes, look at him. Because James Harden was probably sitting there covered in glitter. He goes, look at him. What are you doing? You're not a professional. You weren't a professional in Houston. That's why we broke up. And now you're still not a professional. And they probably were like, this is not worth it.
For Toby.
That had to have been what happened. Like, it can't just be bad. You couldn't have just realized Chris Paul was washed. Like, that couldn't have just happened.
See, now you just opened a whole can of worms of what might have happened. I think they must have had a meeting. And James, now you're making me think James Harden was like, man, after this meeting, I'm going to, you know.
Chris Paul's not been one to bite. He's not been one to bite his tongue.
And he was near. Yeah, he was probably not too fond of the fact that after they just lost their six in a row, all the guys are going to like nightclubs in Miami.
The thing is with Miami, Miami's done this now three times in the last 2 years where they have sent teams to player meetings because nobody acts professional in this city. So like you lose the Sixers. Was James Harden on that team? No, he wasn't. That was when Joel Embiid got yelled at. Probably also at Tootsie's. And they were like, hey, I think Kyle Lowry was the one who started the meeting. Didn't Shams have like all the details? He had a mole.
God, Jesus.
And he was like, hey, you're not acting professional. Stop going and hanging out with Astron.
Guess what the Clippers had? Guess where their next game after Miami?
Atlanta.
Oh, come on.
I mean, he's what are the unders today for James Harden?
A lot, bro.
Like he went straight from Tootsie's to Magic City. It's like he's got the lemon pepper lose, and he's just sitting in the VIP lounge.
The lemon pepper lose.
That might be the name of his album. Straight from Tootsie's to Magic City,
like, dude. Just go whatever his over under. Bet the unders on James Harden today. What do they have next? What's next on the stripper list? Like, is he making VIP appearances? He's just cleaning up.
Hey, he plays an all. You know, he come on the East Coast trip.
Oh, dude!
I mean, you get the back-to-back Miami,
yeah,
and Atlanta. That's like, that's what you want.
I gotta look at the schedule. Let's see.
We looking at the Clippers.
I am. Oh no, they got 2 days off, and then they go to Minnesota,
Memphis.
Memphis got a little action.
Minnesota strip clubs.
I don't know. You have to ask Leroy.
Leroy?
No, Minnesota closes at 1 o'clock with and the cops line the streets.
So they definitely staying in Memphis a little bit longer.
And guess where he closes the road trip?
New York?
Houston.
You think he got this road trip just with two cheeks on it?
Dude, this is like the ultimate James Harden road trip.
He's like, this is the greatest.
He gets two cities where he can rest up from having all the fun in Miami and Atlanta, and he closes it off going back to his home.
Maybe. So how much you want to bet when he's either in Memphis or Minnesota, he score 50?
I'm sleeping. He needs a
bounce back because if he's got
score like 50,
he's got 2 days off till the next game. So he'll have a day off to sober up for the Grizzlies, maybe. But tonight,
Desire says Minnesota strippers have coats on.
Points for
a
unbelievable.
Witcher. I ain't gonna lie, it. Man, it's cold.
It's probably you go up in Minnesota strip club. It's everybody's got a turtleneck on. We're like, we got the idea. It's too cold, dear.
Instead of tassels, they got turtlenecks.
Hey, but check this out. It's well heated. You ain't gotta worry about that.
There's a fireplace by the pole.
Dude.
Different meaning for chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Here, you know why? You know when you know you want to know when you know it's warm in a cold place.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm going to give you two words. When you walk into a establishment and they have a coat check, you know it's toasty inside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Ah, that's a great itinerary for
Chris Harden. Crazy.
Wow.
That's the reason why he kicked Chris Paul.
He probably saw, like, I bet you Chris Paul probably saw him coming back from the hotel lobby at like 2 a.m. and he's just like, no, we're not doing this again. And then Ty Lue's like, listen, dude, if you can't handle James Harden being on the strip club tour, you're going to have to go home. He goes, but this is not professional behavior, Ty. He goes, you know what it is, dude. You know?
But that's, see, old school players don't understand how coaches nowadays are just trying to manage personalities, right? You're trying to let them do they, long as you can get the production out of them.
Yeah, but then he's like, yeah, but you didn't get the production out of him. You pinched him 10 minutes into the 1 minute into the second half. He goes, yeah, that did happen, you know. But it was Art Basel, you know.
He started sweating and he smelled like Hennessy.
Oh, my dude. I saw it like it, you could just, I'm sure Davion Mitchell, as soon as he was like, whew, like the first possession, stole that ball, got away from him. It's like, man, you smell like Tootsies. This is crazy.
I can smell the wings.
Davion Mitchell's probably never been to Tootsie's because he just spends all of his time in the gym. He goes, what's that? I would bet you, like, if there's one person who didn't know what Tootsie's was and they've been in Miami for a long time, it's probably Davion Mitchell. He's the only one.
I don't know about that. Everybody know what Tootsie's is.
Maybe. He's married to the game.
That means you don't step out to Tootsie's. We all step out.
Take a break. We'll get you caught up with your headlines, including, yes, the Miami Hurricanes. Screwed. Back after this.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.